enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It's a Friday. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And thinking of everybody today listening to us in Houston on Radio Now 92.1, Tropical Depression Imelda. Man, thing hit hard yesterday and still feeling the effects after that. First of all, shout out to all of our first responders, brave men and women. Did you guys see all the different rescues, people on the highway?
Yeah, people were, hundreds yesterday. There were over 200 rescues, people just abandoning their cars on the highway just because of the substantial waters that were rising and the flooding. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers will keep you updated on what's happening.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of schools. Some are people are going to school today that can hear us, but a lot of school closings, delays. Just for the latest update, if you're in Houston, text STORM, that's STORM, to 60796 for updates, or you can go to the website radionowhouston.com, and we'll keep you updated as much as we can this morning. If you got anything, too, maybe there's something we need to know about, hey, the phone lines are open. Please share that, 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I mean, it definitely, because with all the happenings all over the world, it's first world problems, but since we've been talking about it, my ongoing, I'm trying to get my USB cord fixed, my fuse in my car.
How did it go?
This is the third place. I forget it. I'm going home. I'm taking it to Andy Moore.
Why couldn't you fix it?
Like, okay, so I love Andy Moore. Obviously, I'm the spokeswoman, and no one else compares. I've gone to three different places because I just was like, oh, I'll just get a quick fix. Then I went to third place yesterday. So basically, I just can't charge my phone or play music from my car, and it's annoying. It's not a big problem, just an inconvenience. I get that. But this is the third place. I sat at this place for an hour before they even looked at my car, and I have a little girl. She's getting antsy, has homework to do, all these things. So I go up to the lady. I'm like, hey, we had an appointment. It's been 50 minutes. And she's like, well, I can't guarantee. I said, okay, well, when you get to my car, how long then is it going to take? Over an hour. So I'm like, I don't have 3 hours of my time. It's supposed to be a 5-minute fix. I'm going home to Andy Moore, taking it to the dealership today. I can't deal.
I'm bummed for two reasons. First of all, it sucks, that much hassle.
I've already gone to two other places,
but
too.
But you need to come to the best. Forget the rest. It's Joe and Pork Chop.
No, I don't know. But
In-N-Out, 10 minutes,
no,
right, Pork Chop?
I bet you we could literally go fix this right now in between two songs.
Yeah, we
literally
probably could.
Mackenzie, don't do it.
I don't want you guys to jack up my car. I'm taking it to the dealership.
Mackenzie, I fixed this on my car and my wife's car. 10 minutes.
You don't even know if that's the issue.
Yeah, they said you have to test every single fuse to see which one is
connected. They're stupid. They're the dumbest people I've ever heard, whoever they are. Because you don't. If you're not having power there, you pull the fuse on that particular one. It'll tell you in your owner's manual, as Pork Chop said. And if you look at it, you can see the fuse is broken. Then you just put in the new fuse. Boom, voila. Girl's okay, got a USB power for days.
I will get my
plug it in today.
Wait, where is it? Is it in your car?
Yeah,
should be. Okay.
Of course. It's in my car. Well, anyway, I'm going to test drive a new Volkswagen Atlas anyway for the weekend.
There,
so I'm trading my car, and then I will have something that works. I mean, I love my vehicle, but I will let you guys take a look-see.
Guy, the windshield wipers are kind of worn down. I think I need a new car.
Just don't break my car if you guys get in there.
Okay.
It's such a little thing. I wish I knew cars, or if a listener knows what they're doing, too.
Can anybody confirm what I'm talking about, 833-563-2539, that it's most likely not that big of a thing. It's just like a Pork Chop said, too, a little 5 or 10 amp fuse. Real simple. Or maybe when you're like, no, stay away.
Yeah, because three auto repair places were like, oh, we're going to test all the fuses. This is going to take a while. They made it sound like a big operation.
You know why they wanted
really?
You know why they wanted to do that? They're like, oh, here comes a sucker. We're going to get all of our money.
Well, here's the deal. The best mechanics, obviously, and they take care of me really well. I'm just taking it back to the Andy Moore dealership and not dealing with it.
All right, Liv, how was your day yesterday?
It was really busy, actually. So I left here, and then I had to meet a friend for lunch super quick because I had a dance lesson, which honestly, so that's coming up pretty quickly. I'm like doing a routine in November, and my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, who we still have not come up with the name for, wants you all to come. And wants you guys to judge me once I actually do and perform this dance, especially Joe, since you have been like, I want to see something.
I want to see what this dancing is all about. I've seen old videos of you dancing in college, and that was impressive.
So
but
when you perform,
I want to see the new stuff.
Who is it for? Just for
It's just for fun, because I danced my entire life, and I miss it every single day. And I've never done ballroom in my entire life. And so my boyfriend's like, why don't you take these, like, you would love it. And so I'm doing a cha-cha, which, like, it is so hard, but it's actually really fun. So maybe once that gets closer, we can talk about that. But I told him no, because I don't want to embarrass myself in front of you guys. So we'll see if that actually ends up happening.
Who's your partner? Does Jewel Daddy, or whatever his new name is, does he dance with you?
No? Absolutely not. No, it's like an actual, like, professional dancer, which Jewel Daddy actually used to be a professional ballroom dancer, which is very weird. Yeah.
That is weird.
Amazing.
But yeah, that was my day. And then I had work at Cycle Bar, which was crazy, crazy. But yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. Liv doing her dance routine. Porchup, how's your day yesterday?
It was good. I was super busy at the steakhouse from like 3:30 to 10. I was there. I had a ton of tables, made a lot of good money. So, yeah, thank you.
All right. Let's get some phone calls real quick. My day was lame. Nobody cares. Justin, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie is thinking about going to a dealership today because she doesn't trust Joe and Porchup Incorporated, LLC.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Just let them do it. It's like a 5 to 10 minute deal.
Why do you think all those places are like, oh, this is intense, I gotta test all the fuses, this is gonna take hours?
It's because they want your money.
Okay, so you think the boys won't jack up my ride?
No,
the fuses are even color coded. The tens are like pink. The 20s are like blue.
This is like finger painting for auto repair.
30s
okay?
are green. 40s are big and like red.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm gonna.
Yeah, my toddler
dice.
Can do this.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. You're
we're
convincing
like, we're
me.
We're like fused drug dealers over here. What do you mean, a 5 amp or 10 amp?
I didn't trust them, but I'm trusting you calling it,
which is insulting and hurtful. Austin, hey, thank you for calling in. What did you want to tell Mackenzie?
Mackenzie, Joe, and Porchop definitely know what they're doing. I can tell just by everything that they're saying about the fuses. Just
you
let them do it. It literally took them 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to trust you. Okay, I don't trust them. I just didn't want them to, like, jack it all up and it cost me more.
Austin, while we have her on here, because I think I noticed her blinker fluid was low the other day.
No,
should she get that replaced?
Blinker fluid? Yeah. Hey, Mackenzie, definitely go into a shop and ask for blinker fluid, all right?
Wait, that's not a thing.
Yeah, okay, fine.
That is not a thing.
Insult Austin, but I appreciate your knowledge, Austin. Thank you.
Thanks, Austin.
For calling in. I can't believe you insult our listeners like that. They know so much. All right. Well, are we doing it?
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll let you guys do it.
All right. Porchop. What? I'm sorry. Wait, now why am I giving Porchop the tease? Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
What Celine Dion is telling a rapper not to do, plus the actor busted for naked wrestling.
Okay.
Whoops.
White love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Sylvester Stallone talking about another Rocky film. What?
I have an idea. You know, certainly I'm not boxing unless I'm fighting arthritis or someone like that. Come on, Arthur. I have an idea, but then again, you have to think about, is the pleasure worth the pain? In other words, it takes so long to develop those films. It takes 6 months of just working on the choreography if you really want to tell a story, because you're telling two movies at the same time. You're doing a drama, then you're doing a physical one with no words, but you have to tell a story in the fight too. So it's a very elaborate setup.
What's your favorite Rocky film?
I think just the original. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen them all. I know there's one where he's like, if he dies, he dies.
The travesty. Dude, Rocky IV by far is my favorite. When
Wait,
he takes
you've seen
on
them
the
all?
Russian. Yes, I love fights. I love Rocky. I went to my first actual boxing match and I was so into it. Okay, but Sylvester Stallone is talking about the first time he laid eyes on Dolph Lundgren, who plays Drago. Did he like him?
I hated him. In Rocky IV, I really wanted a big, horrible, vicious guy. And then all of a sudden, like the door is open and smoke comes in, it's light, the hi-hat, his shoulders is wide, like everything is perfect. Calves are coming through his clothing.
That was such the best one by far. So check out, if you watch, I mean, maybe you got to go through the sequence, but Rocky IV is the best. And Rambo Last Blood, by the way, with Stallone, drops today. It's rated R, runs 89 minutes. It's getting mixed reviews, but I've never seen any of the Rambo films.
Hey, I'm going to point my gun at you. Rambo.
He's getting up there. I love Sylvester Stallone. He's a true movie star, that's for sure. Well, Shawn Mendes was stopped by some paparazzi, and he revealed that, OMG, he has met Camila Cabello's parents.
It was a little bit of a joke.
I know, yeah. I know. have you met the parents yet?
Camila's parents, I've known for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. Have a good one, man.
And you guys get along?
Yeah.
And you guys get along? And then he goes on to say, is this a publicity stunt? And Shawn just smiles and is like, nope. So very polite there, but he has met her parents. So it goes on. I think it's the real deal.
One of the most in-depth PR stunts I've ever seen, but props to them for doing, even the parents are in on it.
You know, perhaps it was a PR stunt at first, and then they really fell for each other. And then they're like making out, they're like, I like this.
I guess I could do this again.
Yeah. Well, Shia LaBeouf admits he got into a naked wrestling match with a co-star. What? Yes, Tom Hardy on the set of Lawless.
My girlfriend at the time was over at my house. We were on his balcony. We saw him and his trainer come back from the gym. And we used to f*** with each other all the time, but it just so happened that this one week, my girlfriend was in town. And he runs into the room. The girl I was with at the time was terrified. And she's like, ah! And she covered up and she ran into the kitchen. And he picked me up and I didn't have nothing on. So now I'm naked on his shoulder. We're in the hallway. We're wrestling around. I'm like, Peanut's filming it all. I'm like, Peanut, you can't be filming this. And we're like wrestling. And then I got upset about it because he got the better of me, but I'm in some weird, twisty, naked position.
I feel compromised.
To all of us.
Yeah, I feel compromised when I'm naked. I'd lose too.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh man, he's so out there. But that's a good story. That would be interesting to watch for sure. Also interesting. Okay, so 2 years ago, Drake told Celine Dion at the Billboard Music Awards that he was going to get a tattoo of her face, and here she is begging him not to.
Please, Drake, I love you very much. Can I tell you something? Don't do that. You can write me love letters. You can send me autographs for my kids. You can come and visit. I can have you home for lunch or dinner. We can go for a drink. We can sing together. Whatever you want to do, I can talk to your mother. Whatever you want.
Is that the next power couple, Celine Dion and Drake?
Your mother, well, they're both Canadian, and he is a huge fan of hers, but she just went on to interviews saying, hey, please don't do it. Let's have drinks. That tattoo will not get better with age.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. NFL quarterbacks, they're falling apart. Nike's dropping this athlete and a message from Big Poppy. Live Sports Minutes coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. What's up, Chops?
I was working at the steakhouse last night, and I have a coworker. Her name's Mary Kate, and I haven't seen her in a while, and we were just talking, and she's asking me about the show. And she said her sister Carly listens all the time at this time every morning. So everyone say hi, Carly.
Hey, go ahead.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's get into Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
All right, so starting off with college football, Clemson still has not been knocked. They're still at that number one spot following Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. And no, there's really been no significant changes in the top 25 ranking. And this is because, like, for the first couple weeks in college football, they're playing teams that, like, I've never even heard of, like the top schools are, that are clearly not going to beat them.
We're the Fighting Turtles. We'll play ya.
Exactly. But College Game Day this week is actually going to be a really good matchup. It's number 3 Georgia versus number 7 Notre Dame. It's in Athens, Georgia, and that's going to be on Saturday at 8 p.m. Are you all going to watch?
I might. I hate the Irish, though. Don't kill me.
Well, DJing a wedding.
I might watch it.
Wait, you hate the Irish?
Okay, I shouldn't have said anything. Sorry to derail.
Well, Georgia was probably going to beat them, so you can watch it, Joe.
Go Bulldogs, go!
Yeah, and it is bad news bears right now for NFL quarterbacks. They are literally falling apart. So Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is out for the season with an elbow injury.
He was my starting QB in my fantasy league. That sucks.
That is a tough pill to swallow. Then the New Orleans Saints starting quarterback Drew Brees is out for possibly 6 months.
No way.
Because of his thumb.
Wait, is it 6 months or 6 weeks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Six weeks.
Okay, because he's also a quarterback in one of my leagues. What the hell? You're in trouble, Joe.
It's because of his thumb?
Yes, because of his thumb injury. He has to have surgery on it. And then Eli Manning, his 15-year run of being the starting quarterback for the New York Giants has come to an end. He is officially benched, and Daniel Jones, his backup, will take his place. Aww. This is so sad. I think we all feel bad for Eli Manning, but honestly, this probably should have happened like 3 years ago.
He should have just retired. He should have retired.
Honestly, they've been very generous and nice to him. And then did you guys see Tom Brady trolling on Twitter last night?
No.
Okay, so he got sacked during his Sunday game, and so Raekwon McMillan, the guy who sacked him, was told to take it easy by the refs, even though the tackle was legal. Now, here's the thing. Refs do this because that's kind of how they keep control of the game. Like, hey, you know, that was a close one. Take it easy. So everyone started calling Tom Brady soft. Like, oh, Tom Brady has a league in his pocket.
I would too.
All of this stuff, blah, blah, blah.
He totally does.
So last night, he sarcastically tweeted every single time there was a penalty called, being like, let us play. Like, come on, refs. Like, all of this stuff, like, being sarcastic because he knows that everyone thinks that he's got the refs in his pocket.
They should just send him out there with some bubble wrap.
Yeah. And then Antonio Brown last night was dropped by Nike. So that's one of the only endorsements he has going on right now. And they dropped him. They've made no comment on why, but I think we can all gather why. He, you know, he has the alleged sex assault between his former trainer. Then a second victim has come out this week saying that there was an alleged sexual attempt with her, an advance with her, and she, the first accuser was actually interviewed by the NFL for 10 hours this past week, and there still has been no suspension, no dropping by the Patriots, he's still going to be playing on Sunday, that we know of right now.
You see, like, he owes a doctor like 10 or 12 grand, and there's actual video of
no,
this.
No, I was going to, that oh, okay, was my
okay,
next
okay,
thing.
Okay, 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 because so I like, this guy goes on and on.
I know, he does not stop, so there is a video of him, and people are calling him Fart Guy, and I especially wanted to tell you this, Joe.
This is gross even to me.
Yes, there's a video of him with a doctor, and the doctor is doing an ultrasound on his stomach, and he is just farting so loud. Ew. Just in front of the doctor in the doctor's offices. And people are like, dude, that is so rude. That is so gross. And he's getting so much hate for it.
And you could sue for that?
Well, he's not getting sued. He's just getting mad. And then the doctor's also claiming that he did not pay his bill.
Oh, I get it now.
They're just putting it out there because everything's so prominent right now. Like, well, here's your chance to get the money.
This dude needs to get it together.
Oh, yeah.
How do you blow so much awesomeness in your life? How do you do that?
I don't know. So the Colts finally had their season opener at home against the Falcons. It's at 1 p.m., and we're actually favored. And I'm feeling very confident after last week's win. And then the Texans take on Phil Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers in L.A. this Sunday at 4:25 Eastern time. The Chargers are predicted to win, but only by 3 points. So it's like a pretty even matchup. And then finally, Big Poppy, David Ortiz. We all remember that he was shot a couple of months ago, and he finally has reached out for the very first time since that incident. He tweeted thanking fans for all of their support and said, yo, I'm back. Like, thank you to everyone. I'm going to get to messages. So we love to see David Ortiz, our Big Poppy, healthy and finally tweeting again. That's my Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl. The latest on Tropical Storm Imelda, a church sign has gone viral. And ladies, there could be an end to D-picks in the near future. Is that good news for everyone?
Why'd you say ladies?
Well, I don't think you object, Pork Chop, when you get D-picks like the ladies do. Could be wrong. If it bothers you, Pork Chop and guys, then there might be a solution for you, too. That's all coming up next with Joe's Need to Know News. After that, we got Song of the Day. Oh, my gosh, guys. We have so much going on.
And it's Friday. Woo!
Tropical Depression Imelda, pretty much one of the biggest stories, obviously, in our Houston area, if you're listening on new Radio Now 92.1, but also just in general around the country. This thing is terrible. Severe flash flooding hit parts of East Texas yesterday as the center of Tropical Depression Imelda hit close to H-Town. At least two people are dead. That's the latest that we have. One guy got electrocuted trying to take his horse to a different area. That's one thing you have to worry about. That water rising is actual electricity hitting it.
Yeah.
And then another guy in his van tried, drive through, and they tried to get him out, but he died kind of from drowning, going into the water. So just please turn around. Don't drown. Be careful out there. Let's see what else. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency warning for several counties. Officials reported a combination of at least 1,000. Let me say it again, 1,000 high water rescues and evacuations to get people to shelter. So we've been mentioning it already, but it has to be said. Thank you to the brave men and women, the first responders, everybody out there, police, firefighters, EMS, paramedics, anybody else I'm missing that is helping other people out. It's so amazing.
It absolutely is. Again, you can text STORM, STORM, to 60796 for updates. Yeah, and we have everything at RadioNowHouston.com if you're listening to us in Houston.
And if you want to call in something that we need to know about, or you want to share, or maybe your experience, we'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. As you mentioned, 1,000 high water rescues, trying to get people to shelter. Hundreds of cars. That's a big thing now. We're still left on the freeway in Houston because the water is starting to recede, but it may not be gone for a lot of people until the weekend is here and over with. Some of the county's 4.7 million residents, which include the Houston area, might not see that water go down until at least this weekend. As Mackenzie mentioned, STORM, STORM, is what you want to text to 60796 for any updates on that. You know, was supposed to happen today, guys. Big thing was supposed to happen today, but I've heard nothing about it. Storming Area 51 to see them aliens.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to storm that. Well, I guess nothing happened. So it was supposed to happen 3 o'clock this morning. So if it does, we'll keep you updated. I got really excited because you know there's something there, right? There has to be some secrets hidden, right?
I mean, it's all over the place. The FBI, they didn't call them quote-unquote aliens, but they're calling them life.
And you guys, it was 3 a.m., but are we sure that wasn't Western time?
Yeah. But
Pacific time?
But I'm saying it is now that time now.
3:45, so maybe they're storming it right now.
Oh, live?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay, then we might have to do another update. We'll find out about that. I love this church's sense of humor. An Ohio church sign has gone viral for calling out thieves who stole the building's air conditioning unit. The sign read, "Whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It's hot where you're going." Church officials said the $3,500 unit was installed just a few days before being stolen. The pastor did say the message isn't meant to be taken literally, and they're hoping the thieves will come back and seek forgiveness. No one's been arrested at this time. How do you steal from a church?
Exactly.
You shouldn't steal anyways, but from the Lord's house?
I mean, you just have it coming to you. Karma. Hello.
And I didn't mean to offend Porkchip on this one, but I assumed most people don't like to get D-pics, at least unsolicited. A web developer asked men to send her D-pics in order to build a filter that recognizes a man's junk to blur them out. The 28-year-old woman co-created this artificial intelligence filter she claims is capable of preventing over 95% of sexually explicit image from reaching your inbox. To test the filter, she solicited pictures of men's junk and got, hundreds of volunteers. Imagine that for the trial account. And apparently, it's pretty accurate. Mackenzie, whether it was a free thing or paid, would you want that? Because you get D-pics every day.
Yes, yeah, I do. And I don't know why. And I never respond. And the hilarious thing is, what when a man sends that, what do they really think they're gonna get back?
I don't know, maybe some women like that. Liv, do you get D-pics every day?
No, I don't.
All right, Jewel Daddy, step it up. All right, Porkchop, you're saying you want them or don't want them?
Do you have the grinder clip?
Oh gosh, you?
I mean, I get them. I don't want them, I don't like unsolicited.
Ew. Okay,
yeah.
All right, awkward transition, but as I wrap up Joe's Need to Know News, maybe you'll celebrate later tonight, is National Pepperoni Pizza Night.
Yay!
So get you some big pepperoni.
We made some really good garlic bread yesterday. It was delish.
I love
I want pizza.
Oh, that sounds so good. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Let's do it.
All right. Today, it's all about the tattoos. Your artist has to have a tattoo. If they do, then you can pick a song. We'll do Song of the Day coming up after Post Malone. I think he's got a tattoo. I don't know. Song of the day. We're doing it right now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you get to decide who has got the best song. Today's category, songs by artists with a tattoo. Now, I'll get to your song selection in a second, Mackenzie, but did you automatically think of somebody like, oh, they have a tattoo, or did you have to look and see if they had a tattoo?
No. I knew. I mean, my artist I knew has several. He has like a sleeve, so I knew
it's a
that. Yeah. Already what about you?
Mine, I knew for sure. I knew for sure that they had a tattoo.
I mean, most artists, I would say the good majority have tats or some kind of ink somewhere.
Yeah, can you be a musician if you don't have a tattoo?
Do you guys have tattoos?
I don't.
I do not.
I don't.
Do you?
No.
We all don't have tattoos.
No one on our show has a tattoo.
All right.
It was interesting because it's weird. Like when I lived on the West Coast, everyone had tattoos.
You're
like
born.
All the moms in my Pilates class, like, I was the majority. Like everybody has tattoos. It's weird. Definitely different than
okay.
other places.
Well, good thing it's not us being required to have a tattoo. Let me kick it off. I picked a song by an artist with a tattoo. I think every artist, because there's multiple ones on the song, has one. But this is also just a jam that I wanted to rock out to here on a Friday. I'm going to go with the Wrecking Ball Licking, Bent Over Grinding with Robin Thicke-ish, Miley Cyrus, Wiz Khalifa, and Juicy J. The song's called 23. I'm in the club. What? Oh, my feet. Yeah. That's your song of the day right there. All right, let's go to Pork Chop. What song do you have?
I went with an artist that is known for his face tattoos. Actually, he's got a ton of tattoos. I believe his album cover was him as a baby, and they like photoshopped the famous teardrop tattoo
on
him. That's Lil Wayne, so I picked a lollipop.
And there were so many lookalikes backstage. I don't realize people would dress up as Lil Wayne to go to his show. And I thought I saw Lil Wayne like 16 times because there were so many lookalikes. It's weird.
Hey, that's my song and it's going to win.
That's a jam.
Oh, well, I like your optimism. Liv the Web Girl, what song did you choose? The category songs by an artist with a tattoo.
I chose one of my favorite songs by all time. And it is by our queen, Beyonce, whose tattoos are a little bit more hidden, but the song's Formation.
Oh yeah. All right. And last but not least, let's go to Mackenzie today.
I thought of the sexiness that is Adam Levine. It's Friday, feeling good. You maybe get some loving this weekend. Maybe you'll get some sugar. It's Maroon 5.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Would you come and put it down on me? I'm right here, cause I need a little love, a little sympathy.
Get you going on a Friday into your weekend vibe.
Okay, those are a lot of good songs for you to choose for today for Song of the Day. Songs by an artist with a tattoo. Let me go over them one more time for you. Pork Chop went with Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Myself, Joe, I went with 23 by Miley Cyrus, Wiz Khalifa, and Juicy J. We got Liv the Web Girl representing with Beyonce and H-Town Formation. And then Mackenzie went with Sugar by Maroon 5. Get your vote in now. You got less than 3 minutes to do so. Text the word song. S-O-N-G to 52140. That's song to 52140. Song of the day, your votes. Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Decide the winner. So if you didn't get in today, make sure you do that tomorrow. Let me recap the songs we chose. The category today was songs by an artist with a tattoo. So I think it's a pretty easy qualification.
Most have them.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see here. We had this song by, I believe it was Pork Chop, Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Okay, right to the point. 23 by Miley Cyrus, Wiz Khalifa, and Juicy J. That's what I went with. Beyonce went with Formation. Liv the Web Girl chose that. And Mackenzie.
Yes, please.
Maroon 5, Sugar.
Yeah.
Ooh, the voting is coming in. We got Pork Chop. We got Rosie over here.
Looking good, Rosie.
Okay.
Two of us. We're late to the gate.
What does that mean?
Like
tardy to the party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two of us were as strong as... What rhymes with strong, guys?
Thong.
We're as strong as
a thong?
A thong.
But thongs aren't that strong, but it rhymes. Go
a
on.
Bong?
The two weakest links today...
King Kong?
Were Liv...
Ding Dong?
And Joe.
What?
Last place with 10% of the vote was Liv.
Okay, now that's really bad. Don't link me with that. That's the lowest anybody's ever had.
Third place with only 19% of the vote.
That's almost 20.
Joe Pesh.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that L.
First and second place were only separated by 4%. Will Mackenzie pull out her third win this week?
Pigs will start flying.
Or will Pork Chop stay on top? With 32% of the vote, in second place, Mackenzie. I'm the winner with 36% of the vote. I love Lil Wayne. He's cool.
Oh, man.
It's a good song.
I think all in general, like, we don't care if we do it. We just don't want Pork Chop to win. Like,
I can't
show.
Believe Lollipop beat Sugar.
I can't either, actually.
I'm questioning
this. I will
this.
Say, we did a song for my sorority recruitment to Sugar, and I got yelled at for using it because all my friends didn't like it.
Oh, everybody loves that song, like, everywhere.
Well, unless you have diabetes.
Aww.
I'm just saying, it's a fact.
It's right. This is the song that always plays at weddings and stuff, and everyone dances. It's so cute. I love it.
Okay, well, hopefully your mom and dad
aren't
dancing
to Lollipop now.
Aren't dancing to this song. Song of the day winner, artist with a tattoo, is none other than Pork Chop with Lil Wayne, a Lollipop. Props to producer Porkchop. A big win right there. Song of the day. Big week for you and Mackenzie. What, two wins apiece for song of the day?
Yes, that is correct.
A shocking week since I typically lose.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exciting.
I got one. Live the Web Girl. You going to win next week? What are you doing? No wins this week.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Hey, want to remind you, we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in Houston, Texas on Radio Now 92.1. And in Houston, in H-Town, still dealing with Tropical Depression Imelda. If you need any updates, text the word STORM, that's STORM, to 60796. We'll continue to give you updates. And if you're listening in Houston, you want to call in, kind of give us an update for other people, or maybe you got some information to pass along, our number, you're more than welcome to call. It's 833-563-2539. I'm wondering, because I don't actually deal with this anymore, but I think technically everybody on the show that is single could deal with this, Pork Chop and Mackenzie. Do you think that filters should be banned from dating apps? Because the dating site, and I don't think a lot of people use it anymore. I used it for a bit. It's called Plenty of Fish. That's one of the things. It's not necessarily like Grindr or Bumble or Tinder, but it's still out there. They're saying that they are banning photo filters to make it harder for people to misrepresent what they look like. I guess they polled their members and the people that responded. 70%, so 7 out of 10 people on Plenty of Fish said, you know what? These filters are way too deceptive.
I actually agree with this because there's so many times where you see someone on a dating app and then you meet them and it's like, wow, like what happened?
I don't get why people wear sunglasses in their profile pictures because they can look so cute because maybe they have a great smile, which is awesome, but you need to take off the shades because I've seen, then you go to their profile, you're like, whoa, not what I expected.
So is that the biggest offender to you is like quit wearing glasses or
do you think
the filter's on the phones?
In general, guys wear sunglasses, which you shouldn't do because women want to see what you actually look like. I don't know, filters, whatever.
You know what? I'm looking at my profile right now. Only one of five pictures has a filter on it.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Can I see it real quick? This is more visual
for
the radio.
Well, this cracks me
up,
though, because, like, here's the thing. Like, on covers of magazines, when people get all, like, butthurt about people using filters, you know how, the filters have been around forever, and the aspiration of beauty, that's all filtered. So, I mean...
But I don't think people realize that how much it is. They just think that they're ugly compared to that. Oh, okay. I see the filtered photo Pork Chop's doing.
No, that's not the filtered one.
Oh.
That's the filtered one.
Oh. I thought that was just good lighting. I thought you were Lizzo for a second.
Well, that's another thing, too. Seriously, lighting is everything. I could take a picture of you and you could look horrendous and hideous, and then I could put you in really good lighting. You would look like a new man. It's all about the lighting.
833-563-2539. I feel like, and this is where I could be wrong, so please don't beat me down for this one, but is it a situation where more that men feel like women are using the filter and they don't look the same? Or ladies, have guys like totally misrepresented? Maybe it's just even the glasses alone, like Mackenzie said. And you're like, whoa, woof, what is this? Because I know, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think, necessarily filters, but if you put up a photo where you're like 50 pounds lighter, that's different. But I'm talking like where they filter it.
Yeah. I feel like guys who filter their photos, I think for me, and I know it is a double standard, but that's weird.
What?
No, like what if they're just filtering like they make their teeth whiter? Is that still weird to you? I mean,
no.
It's deception, because if they have like candy corn teeth, they're like, whoa, what happened?
Right.
All right, Mackenzie, I want you to look at my filtered picture versus my non-filtered.
But here's the thing. You're trying, it's advertising. You're trying to get someone interested. Maybe it is a little false
advertising. But it's
advertising.
False advertising. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau, Mackenzie.
Okay, so here's, I'm looking at a filtered picture of Porkchop and then an unfiltered. The filtered one, he just looks, he doesn't have as many bags under his eyes because he's tired.
Oh, God, you don't have to say
well,
that out loud.
We get no sleep, so I get it. But he still looks cute. I think a mix of not filtered and filtered.
Okay.
You know what I found dudes though?
What?
They love a girl, like they love dressed down in sweats more than like super all dolled up and perfect.
Me too. I prefer a girl without makeup. Because obviously I know you can look really good with makeup. I want to see what you look like naturally.
This is like lines in a song, right? Sweat, pants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. What
song
is that?
And there's John Mayer, like comfortable, like no makeup, gray sweatpants. That's why I'm just finding that men that I'm around, they just really prefer that.
Is that G-Eazy?
Maybe.
Him and I? Maybe I'm totally wrong with my
But sometimes they do say that, and then they're like, why do you look dead? Why do you look so tired? They always say they want a woman all on natural, and then they're like, meh.
Wait, that's their pickup line? We might have a problem there, guys. Work on that one. Hey, if you have anything, men or women, I would love to hear what you think. If this is an actual thing, you're like, yeah, we need to get rid of these. You can hit us up, 833-563-2539. We'll find out what's happening in the garbage with Mackenzie in just 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Really would like to talk about something else. You know I'm pretty much open to anything. I'm not saying you guys don't share enough of your personal, but I overshare. So I don't know if this is really necessary to talk about here on the show.
Well, you were kind of talking about it yesterday off the air, and it was so...
Off the air, yes.
It was so funny and awkward, Porkchop. We were all like, yes, you have to bring this up. So in a nutshell, Joe shares that he had a sex dream about a coworker. And of course, we're all like, what? And he said, well, tell us. You had a sexual dream about a coworker and you're feeling guilty. Even though you really can't control your dreams.
Well, there's more than just that. And the reason I told you guys, because Mackenzie's a big person that interprets dreams. I don't know how much that's into that. But I said, hey, I really don't want to talk about this because I don't want my wife to get worried about this. But I recently, in the past week, have had two dreams, not just one. I had a dream about one coworker. It was a female. And then I had another dream about a female that I know, more of a friend, not a coworker.
Okay.
And I'm not, just out of fear of pure losing my job, and I don't know what the sexual harassment stuff would be, because I'm not trying to be, and this is innocent. Nothing's ever happened with these people that I've dreamt about hooking up with. It just was a dream.
I have questions for you.
Okay.
As a dream decipher.
But I'm not gonna tell you who they are.
You don't have to tell me who. Was it wild, slow, passionate?
Well,
how do you need to describe? Because this will tell. I can tell you what it means.
There was two different ones. Well, one of them. When it was like a friend, it was very, very like intense and passionate.
Okay.
It was quick.
So the act parallels aspects of yourself that you wish to express, and a more direct interpretation is that your libido is telling you that it's been too long since you've engaged. You also have repressed sexual desires.
Well, I don't like hearing that. And then the other one, which was a coworker, was very slow. I think like in my dream, it was the whole dream. I think it was good from what I remember in my dream. But
was it in a public place or private?
Well, it was in a car. Is that public or private? What is that?
Well, if it's in a public place to dream about that, then the dream implies that others are talking about your private relationship. Okay, so I'm not, this is just what the dictionary says. To dream about flipping pancakes with someone other than your spouse or significant other suggests dissatisfaction with the physical side of your relationship. Ooh. On the other side,
I feel guilty.
On the other hand,
about
it could be
me.
A harmless fantasy. First of all,
it is, and I don't like talking about this because only reason why I'd have no problem talking about how I feel uncomfortable. I don't like my body naked. I don't know how my wife even wants to be with me because I'm not physically attractive as a person. She hasn't said that, but I just know I'm so out of shape.
That's literally so sad.
I know it is, but it's like I feel guilty. Like I've never cheated on my wife, and I'm not cheating on her currently either. I told you guys, I confided in you guys, like, and by the way, 833-563-2539, can people at least support me in this if we are talking about it, that you've had these dreams too and you weren't cheating on your partner? Like, this is, please, can somebody, or if you work in the medical or mental field, whatever it would be, you could say, oh, these are normal, because some of these sound like I'm having thoughts, Mackenzie, and that's not what I'm having.
You don't have to feel guilty. Again,
I feel guilty. I'm sweating right now.
You can't, and he has like a cutoff tank top on. You can...
because I'm going to eat the Frog Fitness later. But.
You cannot control your dreams, so don't feel guilty.
So,
although you should examine them to see what's happening maybe in your relationship.
If you were my girlfriend or my wife, Mackenzie,
yeah.
And I told you this, which first of all, I didn't want to tell anybody.
Right.
But if I told you this, you're telling me like, oh, Joe, it's just, you got to explore and see what that means. You wouldn't be like, who is she?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, if you're like screaming out someone else's name in the middle of the night, it'd be like, huh? What? No, I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want to make drama where there's not drama and it's not your fault. But, I mean, has it been a little while?
No. I mean, not to give out like our exact date and location and position.
Yeah.
It's been within the past week.
Oh, okay.
Why is everybody looking at me like awkward turtle?
I don't have pancake dreams.
So it's been two different people.
Yes.
And these dreams have been back to back or like in the same what?
Within the same week, I had two dreams.
Okay.
833-563-2539. I'm not like begging, but I am asking, can somebody at least tell me that this is normal or that
like
you've had this?
Coworkers, like I feel like you interact with them a lot and it could be just a sense of communicating. I don't know.
And just so you guys don't feel uncomfortable and go talk to Greg, our HR guy, it was no offense. It wasn't about you, Mackenzie, or Liv the Web Girl.
I think I know who it was about.
Well,
I won't say.
Well, why don't you keep that to yourself? 833-563-2539. Your call's next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Feel like I lost a game of Dare Dice, and this is my box of shame punishment. No, it's not, though. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we talked about how I had two dreams within 1 week, and they were kind of in sexual nature. One was about a coworker, not Liv, not about Mackenzie, and then another was about a female friend. So I feel guilty about this. I haven't done anything in real life, but I cheated on my wife in both of these dreams. I was conscious. I knew that I had a wife. I'm like, this is wrong, but I did it.
So I always look at my dreams in the dream dictionary, and I just looked at that, and it basically said that if you're having, you're flipping pancakes with someone, not that just your current mate, that you may feel nervous about exposing yourself, old emotions, that you're not, you're having reservations about maybe embarking on things that are coming up for you. I mean, there could be a lot of different things.
This is what happens. I haven't seen my therapist, Julie, in 3 weeks, and now I'm having these dreams.
Have you seen that coworker or that friend since you've had the dream? We did have a big meeting yesterday, so I'm guessing, yes, you saw the coworker.
833-563-2539.
He totally did. He's skipping over it.
Anonymous.
Joe, was that person in our meeting?
Anonymous, hey, what's going on?
That's a yes.
Hey, not much, y'all. I just wanted to tell you, it ain't nothing harmful about that, man. I'm married, and it happens to me, too.
Okay.
I don't bring any of it up, though.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't trying to either, but my lovely friends over here are like, no, we have to talk about it. Other people probably do it, too.
When you say it happens to you, like, how often?
Well, I had one just the other day, but it doesn't happen very often. Okay. I say maybe once a month, maybe twice sometimes.
Who are they about? The same, like, just a female friend, coworker?
It's about the same female friend.
But
every time. Same
one.
Has anything ever happened with you and said female friend?
No, I know my boundaries. I know my wife. I'm faithful to my wife.
Yeah, me too, Anonymous. Hey, thank you for calling in here at 833-563-2539. But see, he said he only had one. I've had two. So that's why I feel really creepy. Let's go to Kelly this morning. Hey, Kelly, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You ever experienced something like this? Like, please tell me it's okay that you have these dreams or these thoughts.
I'm sorry, I really can't do that. I'm actually pretty mad about this. I 100% think this is cheating on your wife.
Oh, wow.
These dreams.
But I didn't do anything. And this, Kelly, I didn't actually do anything with the coworker or the other female person. I had a dream.
Yeah, and if you had a dream about it, that means you must have been thinking about it before you went to bed during the day when you're with that person and not with your wife.
So, Kelly, you think the intent is there? Like, he's been thinking about it, and so that led to the dream?
Absolutely. I mean, Joe, have you thought about these women that way?
Kelly, listen. It was just a dream. And first of all, too, I'm not saying I have or have not, but I think it's perfectly normal.
That means yes.
No. Maybe it's just a guy thing, but people do think of the opposite sex, whether they're actually ever going to do it or not. You do. It's just nature to have a physical observance and appreciate their physical characteristics, but I've never actually done that.
Well, okay, take us inside your mind then.
I don't want to. This is the one time I don't want to share what's messed up
in
my head.
Okay, just tell me this, and maybe it's ladies too, or men. Like, when you see a girl walking down the hall, do you absolutely picture her naked right away?
Yes,
do you absolutely picture what it'd be like to be with her right away?
Yes, every man that you have met in your life, except for, like, hopefully your family, has pictured what you look like naked.
Really?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that. That's a dude
and
thing.
And I don't even think that makes you pervy. I think women imagine what guys look like, too, if they're attractive.
No, but I don't.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. I mean, that's cheating.
I can literally say.
Not, oh my God, pretending is not cheating.
I have never pictured anyone in this entire building naked ever. Ever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Joe, you might as well just go hook up with these women because you're already basically doing it.
Shoot.
All right, we done with Kelly?
She's calling you out.
All right, Kelly, thank you for calling in this morning, even though I think you're totally off base. Let's go to Christina. Hey, Christina, what do you think?
Hey, so I think the last caller is wrong. Because as humans, we all have a nature, you know, that's we're sexual beings, you know,
of course.
That's how it is. But me and my husband have both had sexual dreams, and I think it's just a part of, you know, it's a part of your nature. But I had a male coworker a few weeks ago give me a compliment on my physical appearance. He was just like, oh, you look really nice today. And I think like 2 days later, I had a dream about him.
Oh.
And it was just, I mean, it wasn't like far out there crazy, but I mean, he was in a dream that I had. So I think it was just, you know, I was probably thinking about it because, oh, that was really nice. It made me feel good.
Right.
You know, to get a compliment from somebody. And I think that's just how we are as humans. That doesn't mean you're cheating on them. I mean, have you never seen somebody walk down the street and be like, oh, she's cute or he's cute?
Oh, every
we
time.
We all do it.
Every
it's just
time.
How you act upon it.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, you can't control what you dream, so.
I can't even sleep. So when I do get to sleep, I'm like, fine, brain, do what you want to do.
But I get it if, you know, your wife listens and she's like, oh my God, like if you're screaming out someone else's name in your sleep, even though it's really not your fault, I can see how that she could get upset or like be mad.
Let's go to Gino this morning. Hey, what did you want to say?
I think that the other caller was wrong. I have a lot of female friends, and a lot of them say that the first thing they do when they look at a man, they see if the man is attractive, if they can sleep with the man. That's the first thing they say every single time. Even women I dated told me the same thing.
Have you slept with any of your female friends?
When I was younger.
When you have female friends, do you picture that even if you don't go there?
It has happened.
Yeah, it's just natural. You're not a bad guy, Gino. Hey, man, thank you for calling in and doing that. Yeah, and it's not pervy, but women are definitely pecker checkers. Like, I know women like
Oh my gosh, are you in fourth grade?
Well, I'm trying to keep it appropriate.
I do not think.
I have a question, but I can't ask it.
What does that mean?
Was it can we say this? Was it a dream that came to life, like, at the time? Nah, never mind. Bad question.
Do you mean like that it made me feel happy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, no, too much. Play the song. I'm sorry.
Both of them? Oh my God.
Thank you.
That was like a next level.
Yeah, sorry. Shouldn't have done that.
Thank you for the calls here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
You better text your wife. Your wife.
I don't think she'll ever answer my text now. I'm sorry. Does Porkchop need to see a therapist? Can we transition here?
I think
we
all need to see a therapist now.
Can we transition?
Oh, are we talking about this?
Well, we can talk about my stuff. We can't talk about your stuff? If we're going to put my stuff out on Front Street, guess what, buddy? We're going to sound the alarm for you.
Who's on blast next?
Mackenzie's after this one.
No. Great.
Does Porkchop need to see a therapist? Well, we actually all think so. Very seriously, after what he shared with us yesterday.
I don't think so.
All right, well, hang on. Why don't you share it with the public, then we'll put you on trial. That's coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. I want to remind you, we have everybody listening in Houston. We're on the air on 92.1 Radio Now that, hey, you're still dealing with tropical depression. Imelda, if you text STORM, that's STORM, to this number, 60796, you can get the latest updates, get information about closings, delays, the airport. Some flights still are not going out today because you can't get there through the roads. You can check that out. Also, RadioNowHouston.com, and we're here for you. The phone lines are always open. We'll offer and share any information that we have to pass along, 833-563-2539. If you listen to the show, you know that at least me, Joe, I overshare about therapy. I'm always talking about my stuff with my therapist, Julie, and my solo stuff with my wife, but I kind of think after what we heard yesterday with Pork Chop, bro, I think you need to go into therapy.
Yeah, I think therapy is so healthy. I go to therapy, Liv's gone to therapy, Joe's to therapy. I mean, I just think it's like talking to your best friend that actually knows what they're doing. And if you just want to, like, you know, get anything off your chest, I think it's super. If you've never gone, I think you should at least just try it once, because they just give you tools to, like, okay, like, yes, process things, deal with things. And there should be no stigma attached to it, because your mental health is just, if not more, I mean, I would say equally important as your physical health.
Oh, it's definitely looked at as an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. It's probably good. If it was free, I would go. Like, if health insurance paid for it. But I just can't justify, like, paying for therapy. And the reason I say that is I just feel like I'm a very carefree and easy person. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So anyways, yesterday.
But you'll find out why the way you are now.
Okay.
It will help you a ton, man. And it's like with our insurance, it's not the greatest, but it's like 40 or 50 bucks.
So yesterday, we saw like a picture online because there's a lot of rain in Houston and someone was outside and like drenched.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a comment. I was like, ugh, I hate being outside in the rain with my clothes on. And everyone was like, why?
I was shocked.
Well, when I was, I think maybe 8 years old, I guess I misbehaved, and my mom put me in a cold shower with my clothes on. So I guess now I just hate being outside in the rain.
And I was horrified at that, and no shame, no disrespect to your mom, like, whatever, eat your own. But I just feel like that's, I don't know, a weird punishment
now,
for a kid misbehaving.
Was it a punishment? Were you overheating? Why did your mom put you fully clothed into a cold shower?
I don't remember what I did at the time, but obviously it was like something bad that made her upset. So it was just kind of a punishment. And at the in the moment, obviously I like hated it, but now I'm just like, whatever, like no big deal. So I kind of hate going out
really,
in the rain.
You don't know, and that's why we brought up therapy, like, you know, how that really affected you.
833-563-2539. And once again, we don't want to take the angle where we're beating up on Porkchop or his mom, but you bring up a great point, Mackenzie, and Liv did too yesterday. It's like, never realized that, but whether you realize it or not, because therapy will make you realize a lot of things you had no clue were under the surface, that obviously affected you somehow, way that, no, nobody likes to get rained on, but like, it really bothers you. It almost triggers you.
I mean, maybe, just like a little, it doesn't, like, really, I could go outside in the rain with an umbrella, but I just don't like being outside getting wet. You'd think I was like the Wicked Witch, like melting.
Yeah,
like, I just
like being a mom, and my little girl's about that age. She's 9. I just could never imagine if she misbehaved, shoving her in a shower and putting cold. I could never ever do that. Given, I know times are different and everybody has their own way. My form when Lucy misbehaves, which is rarely, but if she sasses back or something, I like to. She gets no time on her tablet, or I take something away. And
okay.
That's how. Or I was telling a story about how I put her. Actually, they were her favorite fluffy koala slippers, and I put them up on top of the fridge. I remember this distinctly. She does too, because we talked about it yesterday when she was little. little so she could look at them, but she couldn't wear them.
Oh, my God, you psycho.
That's torture.
Because she was misbehaving. And I said, okay, well, these are going to be up here for 20 minutes, and you don't get to wear those, and that's because you need to think about what you did. And that's kind of how those are. I take things away. That's how, you know, we deal with misbehaving.
Now, okay, what do you think about this? 833-563-2539. If you want to call in and say, yeah, Porkchop, maybe she should go to therapy. But also, it kind of seems like we're unveiling or uncovering all these different forms of punishments that our parents used to do. For me, I called my mom the B word, and she put a bar of soap and made me keep it in my mouth for 20 minutes.
Was that just like an old back in the day thing they used to do?
Was old. Yeah. I've heard people where they had to put like liquid soap. No, it was like a bar of, I think, Zest, which I'll never forget the taste of Zest. And it's just like, oh.
Do you feel like now that's a form of child abuse?
I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing, and that's a whole other wormhole to dive into, but I definitely think that it proved the point, because guess what? I never call my mom again, the B word.
Well, I know. I don't know. It's a slippery slope.
833-563-2539. Listen, I want to slide down that slope next. I want to hear from people at least and see what they think. Porkchop, by the way, thanks for sharing that. So
yeah, I just don't think I need therapy.
And that's why he never takes showers to this day.
Oh, the smell. What a day. We're talking about producer Porkchop and a couple of things. First of all, does he need therapy? He says that when he was a bad kid. How old were you? Like, do you remember as a child?
I was definitely younger than 10. I was probably like 5 or 6.
He did something and his mom was like, okay. So she took him in fully clothed, put him in the shower and drenched him in cold water. How long did that happen for?
Oh, I was probably in there for a minute or two.
Okay.
I mean, I'd say I came out to be a decent human, right?
You did, absolutely. We were just talking about how it was different back in the day. Like a lot of people, Joe, you mentioned your mom put soap in your mouth.
I had to have a bar of soap in my mouth for, I think, 20 minutes, Mackenzie.
So now, I mean, forcing anything, especially like toxic like soap in the mouth of a child, is seen as a form of child abuse. And it can actually harm, I mean, your kid, it's lining the mouth or if they swallow it.
It's probably from the movie A Christmas Story, I bet.
Yeah.
She's like, that's my favorite movie. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539. And we'll kick things off with Debbie. Hey, Debbie, thank you for calling in. What did you want to say?
Actually, it's Gabby, like Gabriella. But,
oh, sorry. Gabby, what up?
Sorry. I just wanted to say that my mom did the same thing that Porkchop's mom did. I had that done multiple times.
Really?
From when I was maybe like 12 up to maybe even 15, 16. Just because I would always talk back and not listen, get really upset. That was her way of like calming me down. So I would get in the shower. She would put me in the shower, cold water, and then I would, you know, take a shower afterwards. That would just kind of like...
Gabby,
take me down a couple notches.
Let me ask you this. Now, do you hate going outside in the rain and getting wet in your clothes?
It didn't affect me that much.
Oh.
See, okay. But it did with
Porkchop.
I think
it made me get used to it, but it happened to me more than just once, so maybe it was, like, normal for me.
I don't think cold water would calm you down, though. I feel like you'd be like, ah!
What is this? The Titanic gets cold! Oh, Gabby, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Kathy. What did you want to say, Kathy?
I think Porkchop's being a little too sensitive. I think that he just needs to get over it. It's something his mom did to him. And, you know, I think that's the world we live in today, where you're young and you're sensitive because my mom did something bad to me. You know, I literally stabbed my son with a fork because I told him to eat his vegetables. He did not. He wanted another pork chop that was on the plate. And he reached for it, and my instinct was just to smack him, but I had a fork in my hand. And he had four little prongs stuck in his hand it bled, it did everything. And I was like, I told you not to go for that last pork chop.
Wow.
You stabbed him with a fork?
That's insane. Kelsey, you're there with Kathy. What do you think about Kathy stabbing her kid with a fork?
Okay, so first of all, I work in the mental health field, and that is totally something that I would call DCS on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That is what we have a problem with today.
What'd you say, Kathy?
That's what we have a problem with today. Everybody's so sensitive. Everybody's so, you know what? My sons are very accomplished.
You stabbed him because he wanted pork chops.
Well, he should have eaten his green beans.
He could have had the pork chop. If he does as I say, then he wouldn't have been stabbed.
Okay, so let's
move on. Oh, my God, what's happening?
It's that simple. Do as I say, and you don't get punished.
Oh, it's that simple. What if you're being abused by your parents, and you say, do as I say? Then what?
That's a whole different story.
Wait, Kelsey, are you saying that Kathy was, like, abusive then?
Yeah, low-key, that's high-key abuse.
Wow.
You can't stab your kid.
Dude,
I can do whatever I want as long as
and that's
I
the problem.
Care
and that is
children.
Why the people in their 40s are committing suicide and all have depression.
Today, let's give everybody trophies. Let's give everybody kudos to, you know.
No. Kudos? I said don't stab your son with a fork. I didn't worry about your kudos.
If he did as I say and not as he wanted to do, that's the problem. That's why our jails are full of delinquents.
Okay, Kathy, it
was
so nice to meet
you. You know, my mommy hurt me, my daddy hurt me because I wanted another pork chop. No, you wanted another pork chop because you didn't eat your green beans. Well, now eat your damn green beans,
Kathy,
and you
so
can have another pork
I
chop.
You.
Kathy, I'm going to give you peace just to let you know, like, you know, I am over it. I explained that to Mackenzie and Joe yesterday. I just brought it up. I am over it. But and I turned out to be a good kid. So
I know I didn't abuse
him. I'm sure your kids turned out to be great, and I'm sure they eat their vegetables.
Kathy, thank you for calling in. Kelsey, now what point did you want to get to with yours?
Yeah, so my point was I wondered if he took his physical health seriously at all. So does he go and get a yearly physical checkup? Because if not, then he just doesn't take his health seriously.
I get checked up, like physical checkups. I've never, ever, ever had a mental health checkup.
So
why
do you treat your mental health differently than your physical health?
I don't know. I mean, I just, like I said before, I just can't justify paying
things
for it.
That happen to us in our childhood come out in adult. And I'm sorry, if my mom stabbed me with a fork, that would have lasting effects. And I'm not saying toughen up. I have a little girl. I would never, she would be taken away from me if I stabbed her in the hand with a fork. Why would I ever do that?
All right.
And for the record, the like standing in the shower, I would not necessarily consider that abuse. You're not being physically harmed.
Well, what, if you're
However,
shoved
she
in
got
a shower,
her point across.
If you're shoved in a shower and forced like cold water on you, that's not right. What is this teaching kids? What is this? If you don't do what you're told, you're going to be physically harmed. No, that's not right.
Kelsey, thank you for calling in. Courtney, let's go to Courtney this morning. We'll wrap it up with Courtney. Hey, Courtney, what do you want to say?
So I can understand Pork Chop's traumas being traumatized by the cold water. But what I really wanted to talk about was the simple fact that my mom would actually, like, make us take away all of our fun activities, like books and electronics and all that stuff, and make us watch the History Channel with her.
No!
But basically,
that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
History Channel!
Courtney, if you need us to call anybody, let us know. That is traumatic. Hey, thank you guys for calling in this morning, and we definitely... Wow.
That was interesting. I get that, taking away luxuries, but no, never, never physical harm.
If you all want to pitch in, I'll go. I'll go to therapy.
I would gladly throw $20 your way. It's like
20.
It's $40 a treatment.
Is that it?
Yes, dude. It's called insurance.
Are you ready for another edition of Freestyle Friday? Corner. It's Livy Liv.
Woo,
in this corner, I forget your name, but it's
MC Papa Pesh. Put some respect on my name,
the
please.
The reigning champion of Freestyle Friday. Okay, so what goes down? These two, every Friday, have a freestyle rap battle with random things that we throw their way. Then you get to vote who killed it and who is the victor for this Friday. Joe, as the victor, you get to go first. Are you ready for this?
I have been ready my entire life for this moment. I want to say thanks to all my fans and all my supporters. So, all right, why don't you tell me what is the category today?
So you will be rapping about one of your favorite things, pizza!
Oh my gosh, here we go. Yeah, MC Papa Pesh, about to kill Live the Web Girl. Sorry, Mama and Papa C. Today's a special day, National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Yo, hey.
roll that dough, 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 roll that dough. Come on now, I say roll that dough. Pizza, 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 please. It's the greatest thing I need. Pepperoni and some cheese. Yes, you know I'm so in love. If I could, I'd give pizza a hug. It's the best from the west to the east. I like it. It's my favorite feast. Oh, I like it deep. I like it thin. Now, where do I begin? Do I want this topping or that? That's probably why I'm so fat. Cause I eat that pizza, 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 pizza pie. I could eat that pizza, pizza, pizza till the day I die. Oh, I won't stop. I just begin. Here's my master plan. Pepperoni pizza every day and night. Let's start a fight. You don't like it? That's because you're wrong. I'm gonna put this to the song. Liv, you've been defeated. No need to try. You have vegan pizza. Ooh, my, my.
That was so good.
You're dead. I won.
Joe, this is like his hidden talent. It's amazing.
And now I really
pizza,
want a pepperoni pizza.
Pizza, 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 oh, pizza,
right.
Pizza.
And when I, by the way, I didn't throw it out there. I was hoping you'd back me up when I was like, roll that dough. You're like, roll that dough. Like, back me up.
Okay.
It's all good.
Next time, give me the hint.
I didn't instruct my people to hype me up.
I mean, as a host, I have to be impartial here, but nicely done. Okay.
Thank you.
That was
thank
MC
you.
Papa Pesh. Papa Pesh. Now we're moving on to Livvy Liv. Are you ready, girl?
Yeah, what is my...
Okay, you
name.
Will be doing a little freestyle flow regarding yoga.
Yoga,
boy. Something you love, something you do. Yoga is your jam.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's go. When I do my yoga, I get my flow on. Also, when I'm rapping too. Yeah, that's right, I'll take you and me. We'll do all the poses you'll see. Warrior, that's one. Dog style, that's another. Child's pose, that's right. You're gonna get yourself real fit. Oh, yeah, you'll have a six pack. And be...
Attacked!
Oh my God, wait, I have digested.
You can pick it up. Pick
okay.
It up.
Let's see. Okay. Yoga's been around forever. Since the Greeks, yeah, when they would wear togas. That's right. Everybody does yoga. It's real hip and trendy. While I carry my Fendi, I go to my yoga classes to get that nice asses. Ooh!
Yeah! All right! Yeah.
Man,
nicely done.
I choked.
You picked it up, though. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Well, you can decide who did what.
833-563-2539.
I just want to know. Maybe people are downward dogging with you, too.
I like dog style.
I know. I was like, down dog
pork
style.
Chop,
I was like, that
chop.
Is not a style. It's downward dog.
Isolate that. Thank you, Mackenzie.
No.
You give it and you take it. All right.
Oh, man.
833-563-2539. Get your results on that. Mackenzie, can you, thinking of a downward dog, put that on pause for a second. Tell me what's coming up in the garbage.
Oh, yes, I absolutely. Oh, yeah, that just took my breath away. Okay, moving on. Celine Dion is telling Drake not to do it. And Shia LaBeouf caught naked wrestling with this hunky actor.
Could have been like Fendi, Bendy. I got fat because I went to
dog.
Wendy.
Let's do this.
Hey, happy Friday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. In Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in H-Town, Houston, Texas on the new Radio Now 92.1. Know if you're in Houston, going through a lot since yesterday. It started really bad. Tropical Depression Imelda. Get out of here. Shoo. It's been terrible. 2 deaths already reported from that. If you need more information, latest updates, we have them for you. One way to do it is texting STORM, STORM to 60796. I mean, Mackenzie, there's so many updates. There's closings. It's letting you know about, like, if you want to see what airports are available.
Absolutely.
Shelters.
And, you know, a lot of people were without power. So, of course, just we're sending all our thoughts and prayers, whatever we can do. Again, that number, just text STORM to 60796 for constant updates and RadioNowHouston.com.
And once again, everybody, civilians, men and women that serve and protect us, all the first responders, thank you for what you do. I hate when tragedies like this happen, like natural disasters. But you know what I do love, Mackenzie? I love seeing people people putting their differences aside and coming together.
Like Mr. Rogers said, you look for the helpers.
That's right. And he also said, take your shoes off in the house so your mom doesn't yell at you. Is that just
yes,
my mom?
That is true.
Okay. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and this could get interesting. 833-563-2539. Why did you only go on one date? I saw this hashtag yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wonder how many girls wanted to be one and done with me. That's why I never heard back. It was hashtag, a first date became the last when. And some example, right on the first date, you start talking about future children. It's like, whoa, we just met. Is that too soon? Like, some guy meets you, Mackenzie's like, so, our kids one day.
I mean, if he says, our kids? But I wouldn't mind if he's like, yeah, I would love to have a child. Like, I think that is a very important conversation you need to have. I actually have a friend that they're in a couple right now, and they're on the brink of divorcing because now, like, one of them doesn't want kids and one does, and you would think, hey, this is definitely something you need to put out there and talk about beforehand. On a first date, I don't know, I would keep it really light and fun, but if someone's like, hey, I'm interested, I love people that love kids, I feel like that they're warm-hearted, and so that's very attractive to me.
If you told me you hate animals on the first date, we'd be done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, hey, we're out of here.
Exactly.
833-563-2539. I hope it's a little more in-depth than that, though. What happened on that first date? You're like, you know what? We're done here. I gotta go. Let's kick it off with Amber. Amber, tell us about your first date. What happened?
I met a guy online, and we decided to go to the Beech Grove fireworks here in Indianapolis. And he told me to come and meet him at his house. And when I got there, his mom, his dad, his three older brothers, his niece, and two neighbors were out front waiting to meet me for our date.
That's
and,
awkward.
As we're going, when I'm meeting them, he's like, let's get in my brother's car. We're going to go with them. And they literally all went with us to go see the Beech Grove fireworks on our first date.
So is that your first and last date then? Obviously, you're moving on.
No, I actually am married to him now for 7 years.
So you like a family man. Maybe that's the role, you know, that he was trying to do. He wanted to let you know.
Mackenzie, the first date you meet the whole tribe? Amber, I'm glad it worked out, but that's insane.
Hey, it worked out for them.
833-563-2539. Let's say hi to Molly. Hey, Molly, what happened on the first date? You're like, you know what? I'll never talk to you again.
Okay, so I met a guy on a popular dating app, and we decided, you know, something simple, you know, just kind of get to know each other. We decided to go out to dinner at a pretty popular restaurant in my hometown. So, mm-hmm. And it's always packed. We went in there, and we started eating. The conversation was, you know, decent at first. And the next thing I know, he just started, and keep in mind here, he went ahead and picked me up first. He wanted to be old-fashioned, was trying to be a gentleman. And, of course, I disagreed to it to be polite.
That aches me out because you don't have an escape route.
Well, you have Uber and Lyft
now. Well, it was bad. That's what happened.
Yes, see?
He started slamming a bunch of, like, tall boy beers. Like, literally, he had six of them. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was panicking. I was texting my friends, like, hey, guys, I think you're going to have to come pick me up for
dinner.
And he's
supposed to be driving you home, and he's just pounding beers?
Yes, he was supposed to drive me home. And then, to make matters worse, the conversation started getting really inappropriate. So he loudly asked me if I had ever been with a girl before. And, like, he proceeded to say it extremely loud, and the whole restaurant heard it. The restaurant was really loud when we were sitting there talking. And when he asked that,
it was like crickets.
The whole restaurant got quiet. I'm not even kidding you. Everybody got quiet. And they were looking at me like they were waiting for the answer. And I was like, oh, my God, that's inappropriate. Like, why would you ask me that? This is the first day. Oh, my God. So needless to say, that was the last. And I have one more that was bad.
Wait, you have a second one?
Oh, bless your heart.
DJ Khaled, another one. What else happened on the other one?
Okay. So the other one happened when I went on a date with this guy. He was really nice. You know, he was in school to be a lawyer, very well-rounded, everything. We went out to dinner, and he asked if I wanted to come back to his place and watch movies. I probably should have said no there. But I went back to watch movies. I did not know he lived with his mother, and his child was there, and he never mentioned anything about it. And it was really awkward, but as soon as he got home, the first thing he did was put his house arrest bracelet back on.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God. So needless to say, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get something on my car real quick. I'll be back. And I left and never, ever looked back.
So you just ghosted out of there.
Run.
I don't blame you, sister.
That is incredible. Hey, thank you for calling in this
his
morning.
His house arrest bracelet back
could
on.
Could you clip this on for me real quick? Here's a cup. Can you go fill it up? I got a test.
I can go out with you, but I have to stay within this perimeter.
Yeah, we're going to stay in my house with my mom and my son. Oh, that's great. If you have any other stories, maybe you want to keep it anonymous, just DM us, Radio Now AM Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, let's talk about some of the best people in the world, and that are strippers, and the ones in Florida are no different. A stripper in Florida had a shift on Tuesday night, had to go in, you know, make that money, and she couldn't find a babysitter for her 3-year-old daughter. That's got to be tough, right? Like, trying to find a babysitter? I mean, those are late hours, aren't they? I mean,
yeah.
you have an early hour. I mean, you're not stripping, but you come into work
no,
really
I am not,
early.
Nor would I.
No, but I'm saying it's got to be hard to find somebody to watch your kiddo
absolutely,
at those times.
Absolutely, yes. I'm having a very hard time that we get up at 3 and we have to be in by 5.
Those working women hours, you know what I mean? It's not your 9-to-5. So she couldn't find the babysitter. She brought the girl along with her and left her in the backseat of the car at the strip club.
She brought her daughter?
Yeah, well, what's she going to do, leave her at home?
Maybe get a new occupation.
I don't know. She cracked a window, left some toys in the back, and figured her daughter would sleep. This sounds like a bad dog owner. That's still bad to do for a dog, but for your daughter, you're like, oh, she'll be fine. I'll crack a window. Well, her daughter woke up at about 3 hours later, got out of the car at around 2 a.m., and someone called 911 when they saw the toddler wandering around the strip club parking lot. By the way, how awkward does it feel if you feel kind of like shady being already at a strip club? You're like, oh, my God, whose kid's here? It's just the almost awkward moment of shame.
She's going to get her kid taken away.
Oh, well, look at you foreshadowing the story.
Well, yeah.
Thankfully, the girl was okay. The police say she appeared to be well cared for and in good spirits. The woman was arrested for felony child neglect, and child welfare employees took the child on Friday.
Well, good.
Funny side note. My dad used to take me to strip clubs when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
No, hold on. Let me finish.
Another reason he needs therapy.
No, listen. We would go at like 8 a.m. when it was...
What?
Who's stripping at 8 a.m.?
Oh, no wonder you're so jacked up.
Tell the story. We would go at like 8 or 9 a.m. when there was no one there, and we would find like dollar bills all over the parking lot. I'm dead serious.
Oh my God.
Wait, you didn't actually go inside the strip club.
No.
You just went outside to make the money.
Yeah, we made good money.
So your dad would say, come on, boy, and you'd get in the car.
Come on, pork chop, we're going to make a dollar.
And you'd go to the parking lot of strip clubs and pick up dollars.
Because all these drunk guys at like 5 a.m. and these girls are like dropping money, and we would go there and we would make good money.
What would he tell you? What's the most you ever took in?
Probably, I don't know. We would go to get McDonald's breakfast after.
Oh my God.
I feel
this is like your Saturday morning with your dad?
Sunday morning.
Porch's like, ba da ba ba ba.
I was going with my dad to get donuts and have a good day.
We would get donuts too.
Yeah, but Porkchop.
See, my dad taught me how to make money.
Porkchop made so much extra money, he got that extra hash brown.
Dance for a dollar, boy.
Woo! I'm in love with a stripper. That is amazing. And
we need to get him in therapy.
Why? There's nothing. I think that's so smart.
No.
I didn't know it was a strip club at the time. Looking back at it now, I know.
Oh, my God. Slow clap. I'm calling my therapist for you right now.
I think it's a good idea. I think I'm going to go check the parking lot right now after the show. All right, hey, that's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We've probably all had a hangover. Is that fair to say we've all had a hangover in our life?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever had a hangover that cost you $12,000?
No.
Not yet.
I want to hear about your worst hangover story. Not necessarily 12 grand worth, but what happened? What did you do? Where'd you wake up? Give us the whole scenario next. It's 833-563-2539 here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Who listening has had a terrible hangover? I mean, we want to hear what happened the next day, the aftermath. What was your situation? Because this guy, it cost him $12,000, his hangover did.
What happened?
He had a $12,000 ER bill. A guy in Colorado got a terrible hangover at his bachelor party, of course.
Uh-oh.
This happened earlier in the year, so he had to go to the ER. He wound up getting a bill. It was $12,460. It turns out he went to a private emergency room. I didn't even know that was a thing. And they can jack up the prices on pretty much all of the charges that they have. He was able to negotiate down the bill to $2,593. Which he says he still cannot afford.
Wow, I'm impressed, though. That's true, though. If you have a baby and they itemize everything that you have, you are amazed at how much stuff costs. So I can imagine, like, a private ER. It's like it's $5 an Advil, basically.
Totally different, but you're right about, like, looking at the bills. My 26-hour hospital visit for when I had my hip replaced,
oh, yeah,
$106,000.
Wow.
$106,000. Thankfully, I make way more than that. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, that's insane. That's absolutely insane that it can be that expensive. Not necessarily a price point, though, but can we all share here our hangover story, something that happened? You're like, oh, man, I was in rough shape. I'll go first. That way you guys can think about which embarrassing story you might want to share. 833-563-2539. For myself, Joe, it was in college. And I didn't go to college, but I'm from Michigan, and my buddy Brandon did, and he went to Ferris State, which is in the northern part of Michigan. So it's way up there. It's a drive just to get there.
Okay.
And I go and visit him, and I like to drink now, but I never really drank alcohol until like spring break of my senior year. I didn't do it out of respect for my mom. So I was a big boy, but a lightweight. And we were pounding beer, just like drinking like six, for me at least pounding. I had like six beers before we left, and I was already feeling messed up.
Before you left?
Yes, and then they had like a jug or a whatever, a handle of Captain Morgan. I'm like, all right, and they're passing around this party of like people, and I'm like, well, this is cool, so I'm doing that. Guys, I ended up like getting sick. I had to go to the bathroom, and they had to like pound down the door. I locked myself in the bathroom. Oh. It was like 9:30 at night when this happened. So I get sick. I toss up all my alcohol outside in the snow because it was in Michigan. It was snowy out there. My buddies are so mad at how embarrassingly drunk I am. They start, instead of helping me, throwing snowballs at me.
Nice friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand. I'd be mad if I was them, too. Eventually, it's like nobody would take me home because they thought, oh, this guy's going to hurl. He's going to lose it. So they threw me. These were before I blacked out, I remember. They threw me in the back of this girl's Jeep and slammed the door on me, just like cargo, like, get in there. Now, I don't remember the rest.
Your friends are so rough.
But yeah, great friends.
But I woke up the next day, and my leg hurt so bad, my hip was, and I slightly remember being naked, getting into bed, and here's what happened. My friends pushed me into the top bunk, which makes no sense. It was actually a girl.
You fell out?
I fell out of the top bunk that night, but I was buck naked because I puked all over myself. So they had my stripped clothing all on the side of the bed. I'm naked, my phone's dead, and I have to go pee, and I'm in a girl's like room. And I'm like, I was stuck there for 4 hours, so they came and got me.
It's like Joe's typical Tuesday night.
Wear
pretty
the
much.
Blinds.
833-563-2539. You don't have to top that one, but let's hear your hangover story.
I just remember, and I've talked about this before, I was like a Valentine's party, and I don't know, I just got turned up. I just let loose. And I'm a total lightweight. So
blueberry martini.
Yeah, so I got crazy, and then I got sick on the way home, like not even later. I rolled down the window on the highway and got sick, and I rarely get sick. Then I was sick, and then I slept in my closet. Like, I crawled upstairs. I'm not proud of this moment, but I curled up and I got like sweats, and the next day I literally felt like death. And then we're like, let's go to brunch. You need to eat like a greasy breakfast sandwich.
Sop it up.
So then I pulled the seatbelt over, and we had missed that part spot cleaning the car, and it had had stuff on it. It was disgusting. It was super bad.
Oh, poor chap.
How many times have you said, I'm never drinking again?
Then the next day comes.
And that lasts like a week.
I remember my first time drinking like vodka and orange juice, and that it was bad. And then the very next morning, I had to go to work at 7 a.m. and I worked at a breakfast place, and the lady ordered orange juice, and I just wanted to.
Those are the days. I feel like now you get, hopefully you get a little older, a little wiser. It's just like not worth it.
Let's go to Peter this morning. 833-563-2539. What's going on, Peter? Tell us the hangover story. What happened?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm the listener for some time here in Houston.
Woo-hoo!
Anyway, yeah, my story is, this was Halloween night. I was out in Denver, Colorado, and with all my friends, and decided to drink a little bit too much. I was having such a good time. Everybody I came with, they left and went home. I decided to stay on my own with these new people I met at the bar. Anyway, next morning I woke up in the hospital, and apparently I was attacked by people who were dressed up as superheroes as I was walking home.
Oh, my God.
Did you provoke them, or what happened?
I blacked out.
Gosh.
And I woke up, I had like a neck brace on, I didn't know what to do. Got a bill over $15,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it ended up getting waived because of some kind of victim's compensation, but just like crazy experience. And I had a job interview the very next morning. I was there for a conference. So.
Did you get it?
I did get to the next round of the interview, yeah.
They're like, this guy's got dedication in his neck brace and all.
You were beat up by superheroes. That pink Power Ranger really gave you the biz.
Peter, man, thank you for calling in. That is insane. I feel like that's even worse than me, you know, falling off of a bunk bed. That's going to do it for a Friday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. But wait! We're not done. We got stuff we got to do. We're about to go film our TV show on Comcast. Did you catch it last night? It was happening at 10 o'clock, Channel 81, every Thursday night. You can peep us. We're looking stylish, profiling. Yeah, I'm ready to work out because we got to actually tape a segment with Eat the Frog Fitness, and then I'm going to their downtown location today, and I'm working out. Are you coming with?
I'm debating. I probably will. I did wear yoga pants, although you have to. Joe has a cutoff tank top on. It's so awesome.
Well, it's showing my belly, but I think it'll look good.
I think it's great for your workout.
So that's kind of what I got going on. I'm hanging out with my buddy Chad and Stacy and my wife this weekend. What are you doing?
I'm so excited. My sister Chrissy's in town with her hubby, who I love, Matt. So we're going to have a girls' night catch up tonight. We're going to go for some sushi, do some mojitos. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to take Lucy out maybe to the pool because it's still supposed to be gorgeous this weekend tomorrow. Yeah, it should be a nice weekend. And I'm going to test drive a new car. I'm going to try the Volkswagen Atlas.
Does this one have an outlet charger that works?
Yeah, since my charger didn't work, I'm like, forget it. I'll just get a new car.
All right, Pork Chop, you need a new car. What's going on with you this weekend?
I'm driving up to Michigan again. I'm leaving right when we're done filming because I am DJing another wedding. But this time it's not for a friend. It's for someone random because the company's really busy. Mm-hmm. But my boss was like, I'll give you the high-end wedding to make it worth your time. So... should be good.
Ooh, high end, baby. Are you going to dance for everybody?
Of course. I'm going to teach everyone the get up. I'm going to be like, I'm in the music video. What?
Hey, if you're a local DJ company, maybe you can hire Pork Chop. Liv brought that up off air. It's kind of a good idea, so you don't have to travel 5 hours. But
he's the best DJ ever.
And Liv the Web Girl, best party goer. What do you got going on?
I'm not going to be partying too much this weekend. I'm going to Cincinnati to see my family. It's my nephew's 4th birthday tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it's my 4-month-old nephew's baptism.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, going to get lit in church. Woo!
Yes!
Give me that blood of Christ. Okay. Well, hey, we can't do any of that. Don't shake your head at me. We've said worse.
So sacrilegious. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.